Welcome to Inspired to Be with me, Elise. From heartwarming stories to practical tips on self-care and wellness, this is your go-to space for uplifting vibes that nourish your soul and ignite your spirit. Hello, welcome back again to Inspired to Be. This week, I really felt the need to repurpose some of the content I had back in the mum-inspired days. I recently found all of these DMs on my Instagram that had never come through, and just randomly they all showed up in like requests or you know, that box that just never shows up. Anyway, I went back and there were all of these messages about different podcast episodes from the Mum Inspired days. And a lot of those episodes really resonated with you guys. Things that were personal to my journey and stories that I went through that I think you really felt like you were going through similar things. So I really wanted to start repurposing that content. Today's episode is one where I was talking about vulnerability as a strength and my experience going through becoming more vulnerable and more aware of how you're feeling, setting boundaries, allowing people in. So here's that episode. I hope that it resonates with you. If you've listened to it in the past, maybe you need to have a listen again. I truly believe that you stumble across episodes or content because you really do need to hear it or see it. So have a listen, let me know what you think, and I will be from time to time reposting some of the episodes that I had back in the mum-inspired days, especially some of the interviews I had with some amazing women who need to be on the Inspired to Be podcast. So enjoy, guys. Hello, everyone. I'm back today with a short episode. In today's episode, I wanted to talk to you about vulnerability as a strength and a power. In the past, I guess vulnerability has been thought of as a weakness. Definitely in my life, I was brought up in an environment where if you were vulnerable or if you had something hard to share, that was not okay and that you should just suck up your feelings and get on with it. So this is something that I've definitely found myself working through a lot in the past few years, and probably more so since I became a mother. I have picked up quite a few little tips and bits of information that I really wanted to share with you just to sort of get you thinking about where you stand with being vulnerable. What do you think it means? And hopefully this will get you thinking about it deeper. What is vulnerability? I truly believe that being vulnerable is the key to human connection. And vulnerability doesn't necessarily mean having to share a challenge or something hard that you've been through. Vulnerability is just about being your true self and telling other people things that you might be nervous about their reaction. So they could still be positive things. It might just be that you're worried about how they're going to react to you. Will it mean that they do or don't be your friend, or they accept what you're saying, or they deny it? So those things is, for me, what all comes into being vulnerable. Sharing yourself, sharing who you truly are, and not being worried if that means that you might lose a friend or a relationship might change, which is so scary. And it all comes back to authenticity, which I think is a bit of a buzzword at the moment as well. But I think it's a really important word to think deeply about what you think the meaning of authenticity is. But I really think being vulnerable comes hand in hand with authenticity. So taking responsibility, not blaming others for the feelings that you have or the way that things have gone. So maybe a relationship, whether it's falling apart or whether, you know, you're falling short of goals, really looking inward at how you are being on a daily basis, if you're being authentic to other people and also to yourself. I have this little book that I bought from the Creative Hub by Lisa Messenger. I think it's the best gift, and it often goes on sale. If you're interested, go and have a look. It has daily mantras that I really love, and I'll read them with Zara, my daughter, who's 7, and we both talk about it. And sometimes she'll flip to the book and she'll go, "I really love this quote." So I just love that that's sort of inspiring her to think as well. But this one I read the other day on June 20th. 20th, actually. And it was by Brené Brown. And I just want to read it to you if I could, because I think it really captures vulnerability in a nutshell. Owning our story can be hard, but not nearly as difficult as spending our lives running from it. Embracing our vulnerabilities is risky, but not nearly as dangerous as giving up on love and belonging and joy. Only when we are brave enough to explore the darkness will we discover the infinite power of our light. That quote is just the best. It just really resonated with me because it's the whole premise of why I'm doing this podcast as well, is that by sharing people's stories and challenges that they've walked through, being vulnerable to me and opening up to you is helping people find the light and showing people the way to find the light. And then she writes this little thing underneath, boy, is being vulnerable a fragile and tough cookie to crack. It so is, especially if you've grown up in an environment where it's like, just get on with life. You know what I mean? There is power in vulnerability. Dig deep to find yours. You might be really surprised by the outcome. And then the affirmation, it leaves you with an affirmation that you can sort of take with you for the day and continue to think about. It says, I choose to live life with vulnerability. I'm going to leave you with that quote and ponder it as you will. I think it is a brilliant one. And I want to go over a few little pointers here that I have written down that I have personally thought about or experienced, and I'll share the stories with you. The first one is being vulnerable in the right space. This is something that I've spoken to a few close friends about, actually. We have friends and different relationships for different reasons. So you might have that friend who you go out partying with, or maybe you've got that friend who loves doing a certain activity with you that none of your other friends love doing. Maybe you've got a friend you go walking with. Maybe there's one you go shopping with. Maybe you've got a friend or a family member like me who has been through a very similar experience to you. So that tends to be the only person that you talk to about that event. In my situation, it's my dad passing away. And I feel, it sounds really strange, but very, very blessed. My cousins have actually had their dad pass away only a year after my dad passed away. As much as I wish that neither of us had been through that, I feel completely blessed that we have that connection in our relationship, and they are the people who I am most vulnerable with the feelings and the growth journey I'm on in that path, because I know that they understand and that we can have really deep conversations. If we cry or we laugh, we know that we get it. That's not to say that you have to share something that you're going through only with someone who else has been through the same thing. I think that you can still have empathy in times where you don't necessarily understand what someone's talking about. So choosing the right friends or the right family members to talk to about certain things can really give you comfort in those moments. If you're trying and talk to a friend who maybe doesn't have kids about something that you're struggling with being a mother, I don't think you're probably going to get the response that you expect. And expectations is something I want to talk about in a whole nother podcast. But yeah, so just really think about who you're sharing your vulnerabilities with. Off the back of that, being honest. Being honest is a huge vulnerability. So you might be scared, and I think this starts back from when we're kids. You might be scared that if you tell the truth, you're going to get in trouble. Do you know what I mean? But I think if you tell the truth, and in terms of mum life, that might be if you have a catch up with a friend, a park play date, just calling them or messaging them and saying, hey, look, I so wanted to see you today, but I'm overwhelmed. I have had a horrible night's sleep. I just need some time at home. I want to have a home day because of X, Y, and Z. Be completely honest. Don't make up excuses. Like, I know sometimes I've done it in the past where you might cancel something and say, oh, I can't come because my kid's sick. And that's an excuse because you don't actually want to talk about the real reason. But if you talk about the real reason, you say the real reason, you are giving yourself the opportunity to create a deeper relationship with that person. They will understand. And then next time they might ask you how you are, how are you going? What was going on? Let's talk about it. And it's only going to come out positive. Now, this one's a really interesting one. I wrote down, don't live in your poor me or challenging moments. So as much as you want to share these rough times with friends and family or your honest thoughts with friends and family, you don't want to live there. You don't want to constantly be connecting on that relationship, because what happens is it will end up flipping over to be manipulative. So basically, you're using those horrible feelings to get attention. If you have found in the past that you've spoken about something vulnerable and you felt that sense of connection, you felt really comfortable in that space, you might automatically go there again in hope that you feel that comfort and connection with that person. Really make sure that you are noticing if you're doing that, because I don't think that's fair on the other person. You don't want the other person to always have to be that person who picks you up. And obviously, as friends, we want to be that person if someone's going through something bad, but it's not a good habit to get into. So just notice if you're repetitively talking about or bringing something up to try and get a response that makes you feel good, then you probably haven't worked through it, and you don't want your relationship to be based on them just fully supporting you through the hard times. You know, you want to experience the fun and the happy. You want to be there to support the other person. So don't live in the poor me or the hard times. Moving on from that safe space and going into a kind of a more risky space with the things that you talk about. You can sometimes have small talk, you can have these safe conversations, really surface level stuff, because you don't want to go deeper. You don't want to have to bring up feelings or talk about your opinion because you're scared of what the response might be. So how about you just try and go there for a little bit? Go deeper, say what your opinion is, back yourself, talk about it. You don't have to know all the answers. You don't have to know all the information, but it might ignite a conversation that is really meant to be had in that moment. Telling people the good that is in them and the way that they affect you in a positive way. This can be scary too, because you might be telling someone that you love them deeply and you're scared about whether they're going to say it back. You might be telling them how much you respect them or admire them or how much they inspire you, and you're really nervous to put that out there. But just say it. Like, imagine how good you would feel if someone came up to you and said, "Gosh, you inspire me. You live such a passionate life and you just go out there and get things," or, "You are so organized and I love that about you." I will make it a priority to message a few friends every few days who I may have not spoken to in a while, and I'll just tell them something really nice. I might say, "Hey hun, how are you going? I hope you're having a great week with the kids. I just want you to know that I think you're a great mom. You're always so calm and I don't know how you do it, and I really take inspiration from you." You might message a friend and say, "How are you going? I really miss seeing your face, and every time we catch up, I leave there feeling so filled with light and positivity. I really miss you. Let's catch up." Now, just lastly, I wanted to talk about vulnerability with our kids. So how does it help our kids live a more fulfilled life? I really think that by being vulnerable with our kids, it lets them know that they aren't alone. Today, I think it's so important that we just be our true selves with our children so that they know that we are real people. We also go through struggles. We're not perfect. And then to follow through with that by talking about it with them. For example, if I'm feeling really sad, I'm crying, or maybe I've gotten angry over something, I'll sit down with Zara later and I'll say, "I'm actually feeling really angry today because I'm sad about this. And my reaction to that specific thing was probably not great. And I'm going to sit back and think about that. And next time I'll try really hard not to be like that." I think that really helps them understand what being a authentic person is really like. Being vulnerable really models authenticity. We are our kids' first relationship. We want to set a relationship that is worthy. We want them to feel comforted and have a sense of belonging. So by being vulnerable, it shows that you don't have to be perfect and that you are allowed to talk about your feelings and that you should be 100% you no matter what. So that is my thoughts on vulnerability and its strength and how powerful it really can be in our lives. I really hope that it has given you some thoughts to take away and implement in your life as a mom, as a woman. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I can't wait to be in your ears again next week. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you want to connect with me, also come on over to Instagram or YouTube, where you can leave me a comment or send me a message.